Ireland is under a state of emergency to halt the spread of foot and mouth disease. A number of events have been canceled or postponed since the outbreak of the disease in Britain last month. Commentator Patrick Rucker says tomorrow's celebration of St. Patrick's Day will be very different from last year's, when more than a million tourists descended on Dublin.
St. Patrick's Day has been canceled, or as organizers in Dublin prefer to say, tomorrow's parade has been indefinitely postponed. They hope to put 18 tons of fireworks and hundreds of street performers to use later this spring. But in the rural town of Dunfanaghy, population 400, they just say cancelled, since the Anvil Cayley Band has been told that they won't be needed until next year. But while the Irish share in a disappointment akin to no gifts on Christmas or Thanksgiving without the turkey, they might be giving St. Patrick a most fitting, if inadvertent, commemoration. St. Patrick lived in the 5th century, but the tales of him rousing serpents, rousing fire, and performing miracles came hundreds of years later, which is also when a pretty dubious assortment of relics appeared. An arm, a head, a thumb, a jaw, and a tooth were preserved in golden shrines that were said to heal the sick and enliven the lame. The truth is that Patrick's arrival in Ireland was about as auspicious as a cargo of infected sheep. Having been kidnapped and enslaved by Irish pirates, Patrick's prayers for salvation were answered when he escaped for home on a merchant ship, which all left Patrick feeling a bit modest and self-effacing when he returned to Ireland as a priest to convert his former captors. Or as he describes in his confessions, "I, Patrick, a sinner, most unlearned of men, least of all faithful, utterly worthless in the eyes of many." In other words, St. Patrick would not want a fuss. The pageantry of St. Patrick's Day celebrations around the world would not suit him as well as the simple aestheticism of this year's observance in Ireland. The Irish should take some quiet comfort in that. But if they don't, they could take St. Patrick's example. Pray, then flee. There's a noon flight tomorrow from Dublin to New York, which, if seats are available, should leave just enough time to catch revelers passing St. Patrick's Cathedral.
The comments of Patrick Rucker, his book about Northern Ireland, titled So Many Pieces, will be published next spring.